absolute truth, all qualities in society that we would have judged as qualities, like honesty, integrity, freedom, truthfulness, kindness, humility, generosity, are subject to changing perceptions. Relativism prevails, government control strengthens, moral chaos abounds, socialistic, naturalistic relativism takes over. I'm convinced that the only hope for a stable, good, right kind of society is total commitment to follow the patterns of Scripture. If you don't, all is lost. All is lost. Without the Word of God, everything disappears into the ever-changing conditions of relativism. The extent of freedom, that is the discretionary living of your life, the extent of freedom is in direct proportion to a nation's compliance with Scripture. That's long gone. Now, how do we face this? You know, I'm always excited about what the Lord has in the future because He always surprises me. I wouldn't be surprised if money came out of nowhere to do things I can't even imagine that could be done. I know many of you struggle. I know many of you struggle in your own lives. Some of you have lost your job. Some of you had your wages cut. Some of you don't know what your future looks like. Some of you reached that great epic day a few weeks ago when you graduated from college and now you can't find a job. And you've invested a lot and you need to pay off some bills. And others of you are looking at your kids and your grandkids and wondering what the world is going to be like in the future for them. I know there are challenges ahead of all of us, but I haven't lost any confidence in the Lord and what He can do. I never believed that this was a Christian nation. I don't believe it ever was. I don't believe it is now because nations aren't Christians. People are. How basic is that, huh? People are Christians. Nations aren't Christians. People are. So I think we just are presented with a new opportunity. We have to rethink what we have. We need to change our lifestyle, if I can say it so boldly. And first of all, I just want to break it down and give you a few things to think about. When we think about biblical economics, and I could say more about that, but I don't think I need to. I think you get the picture. But I want to talk about biblical economics, and just in simple terms. Number one, the right to possess money. The Bible gives us the right to possess money. In Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18, it says that God has given you the power to get wealth. Don't think you did it. God has done it. God has given you the power by your